This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs immediate preparations for 10th National Games. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel says Bir Hospital mirrors the state of health service. Experts in the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee underlined the autonomy of Media Council. And Israeli rights group accuse Israel of genocide in Gaza. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed concerned authorities to begin preparations for the successful hosting of the 10th National Games scheduled for mid-December. In a meeting held at his official residence in Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli instructed the Ministry of Youth and Sports and the National Sports Council to work in close coordination to ensure the smooth organization of the event. The games are being planned ahead of the 2026 Asian Games in Japan. As the patron of the National Sports Council, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of finalizing the date and venue carefully to avoid last-minute changes. Present at the meeting with Minister for Youth and Sports, Tezulal Chowdhury, Ministry Secretary Dr. Hariprasad Lamsal, Council Vice Chairperson Dhruba Acharya and Member Secretary Tonkalal Ghesing. In a separate note, the Prime Minister has stressed the need to complete the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madhes Expressway even by adopting alternative measures if necessary. In a message shared on his social media, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the strategic importance of the fast-track project which will connect Kathmandu with the Tarai within an hour. He stated that the expressway must be completed on time and called for flexibility in the approach to ensure its timely completion. The Prime Minister also acknowledged the role of the Nepali Army in the construction of the expressway and emphasized the importance of addressing local concerns during the process. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has said that improving Bir Hospital would lead to overall improvement in Nepal's health sector. Speaking at the 136th anniversary of Bir Hospital, Minister Paudel emphasized the government's commitment to equipping the country's oldest hospital with necessary infrastructure and resources. The minister added that the efforts are underway to align health insurance funds across all hospitals by the month of Bhadra. Established in 1946 Bikram Sambat, just with 15 beds, Bir Hospital now has an approved capacity of 960 beds. Likewise, the Department of Health Supplies under the ministry has dispatched rabies vaccines and antivenins to all seven provinces following reports of shortages. According to Dr. Pawan Jang Raimaji, Chief of Department's Management Division, the supplies have been sent to health institutions under provincial governments to ensure continued treatment services. The move comes after media reports highlighted the lack of these critical medicines. A discussion was held at Singhadarbar yesterday between the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority and the representatives of the United Nations agencies, NGOs and INGOs working in drinking water, sanitation, agriculture and irrigation in Madhes province. The discussion focused on the ongoing drought in the province and explored solutions to address the crisis. Participants shared updates on their current work and emphasized the need for detailed information on the worst affected areas to provide timely assistance. Meanwhile, Director General of the Department of Agriculture under the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Prakash Kumar Sanjil, said the department is considering alternative crops if paddy transplantation conditions do not improve by mid-August in Madhes province. Agriculture contributes to 24.1% to Nepal's GDP and employs over half the population. Madhes province alone holds 16.25% of the country's paddy fields, spanning over 5,500,000 hectares. Following the declaration of Madhes as a disaster-hit zone, efforts have already begun to improve drinking water and irrigation facilities across the region. The government has expanded its official labor market platform, Shram Sansar, linking it with the Nagarik app to improve access to employment-related services for Nepali workers at home and abroad. Developed by the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security, Shram Sansar offers a centralized system connecting job seekers, employers, training providers and employment service agencies. The platform also facilitates rescue and relief efforts for stranded workers overseas. Inaugurating the new integration yesterday, Labor Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari said the move aims to enhance digital services and promote citizen-friendly governance by making all ministry services more accessible. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said the government aims to build a stronger partnership with the private sector to promote tourism. Unveiling the Tourism Policy 2082 at the ministry yesterday, Minister Pandey emphasized the government's commitment to working jointly with the private stakeholders for the development of the sector. He also informed that the culture and aviation policies are currently under discussion at the Cabinet's legislative section and related acts and regulations will be drafted and implemented in line with the new tourism policy. Media experts have called for greater autonomy and structural reforms in the proposed Media Council Bill 2080. During a recent parliamentary interaction held by the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee, former Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ Presidents Taranath Dahal and Siva Gaule stressed the need for inclusive representation and a balanced relationship between the press and the state. Communications expert criticized the bill for being overly control-oriented, lacking autonomy, funding and accountability. They also warned that the ministry-appointed leadership could compromise the council's independence. Academics urged structural reforms and competitive appointments, highlighting media literacy as the foundation of effective self-regulation. Dr. Mahendra Bista, chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, pointed out that the bills fail to address fast-changing technology in the media sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Women lawmakers from various political parties have urged Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba to support the formation of a Women MPs Coordination Committee under the House of Representatives. During a meeting yesterday, women MPs, including party whips, requested the minister's active role in initiating the committee. Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the importance of unity among women parliamentarians across parties to achieve significant progress in women's rights and pledged to continue this tradition moving forward. The World Bank has increased the interest rate on loans provided to Nepal following a rise in the country's per capita income. At an orientation on foreign aid mobilization held in Kathmandu yesterday, Dhaniram Sharma, chief of the International Economic Aid Coordination Division, announced that the interest rate on World Bank development loans has been raised by 0.75% effective from July. With this increase, new interest rate stands at 1.5%. Now on to an international news update. Two leading Israeli human rights organizations, B'Tselem and Physicians for Human Rights Israel, have accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. In reports released on Monday, groups will detail the past 21 months of conflict and called for an immediate end to what they describe as a crime. They noted that the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel in October 2023 triggered fear among Israelis, but alleged that Israel's response involved extremist ideologies and dehumanization of Palestinians. The Israeli government strongly rejected the genocide accusations. Meanwhile, international rights group and UN experts have also accused Israel of genocide, and the International Court of Justice is examining a case brought by South Africa on the issue, which Israel denies. Since the conflict began on October 7, 2023, according to Hamas-run Health Ministry, more than 59,900 people have died in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at some places of the Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low-pressure trough is situated in its average position in the western parts of the country, while it is situated slightly north of its average position in the eastern part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs immediate preparations for 10th National Games. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel says Bir Hospital mirrors the state of health service. Experts in the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee underline the autonomy of the Media Council. And Israeli rights group accuse Israel of genocide in Gaza. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.